This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Speaking of deliveries, I say this with no judgment, believe me, but if you still have holiday gifts to ship, you're almost out of time. The U.S. Postal Service says first-class packages need to be in the mail by the end of this week if they're going to arrive by Christmas. Private shipping companies, too, urged consumers to send gifts early this year to avoid a repeat of last year's delays and disappointments. And those warnings, along with some other adaptations, seem to have made a difference. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that story.
Toward the end of 2020, Katie Stack's leather goods company, called Stitch and Rivet, saw a lot more online orders than usual.
When you compounded that with the pretty serious delays that we were seeing, it was really stressful.
To avoid shipping delays this year, Stack encouraged her customers to do their holiday shopping early. But she says even people who didn't listen to her and placed their orders in December are seeing them arrive on time.
So far this year, and I'm going to knock on wood when we're done with this interview, things seem to be arriving in a reasonable time frame.
Last year's delays were caused by COVID outbreaks at shipping facilities, a delivery worker shortage, and a massive spike in online shopping during the pandemic.
It really changed consumer behavior.
Matt Bond with the consulting firm Shipware says the shipping industry has been adapting to that.
It's mostly investments in improving their network efficiencies to adapt to the new consumer sentiment.
In things like new distribution centers and improved tracking technology. Dale Rogers, a professor of supply chain management at Arizona State University, says when logistical issues do arise, the Postal Service and private shipping companies are better equipped to work around them.
We're still in a pandemic, and of course there's disruptions, but the last mile part of e-commerce has been much smoother than expected.
If your orders are delayed, Roger says the problem is probably further up the supply chain. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.